A group of conservative Republicans joined Democrats in rejecting pressure from the White House to renew parts of the Patriot Act that allow the government broad wiretapping and unannounced search powers. Some are asking for a 3-month extension to work out a compromise, but Republican leaders are refusing, saying President Bush will veto such an effort. Senator Feingold says that refusal puts the entire law at risk.
And their stubbornness and desire to have the original badly flawed bill stay exactly as it is, they're trying to bring down the good things that were in the bill. Every single Republican voted for the changes that we're proposing. So I think it's a bluff. It would be a very irresponsible thing to do on their part. There's absolutely no reason to do it.
Supporters of limiting the wiretapping powers in the law got a boost today from a New York Times article that revealed that since 9/11, the president has authorized hundreds of wiretaps without the court-approved warrants usually required. Feingold says it's that kind of abuse of government power his constituents have called on him to prevent.
In the most conservative areas of Wisconsin and the most liberal all across the country, one of the most uniform comments I hear is, fix those provisions in the Patriot Act. Thank you for raising these questions. And that's all we're trying to do now on a bipartisan basis is to simply fix them. This is not an attempt to gut the bill. In fact, we think we're making it a better bill.
Republican leaders will have to make some changes in the Patriot Act to win over enough opponents to ward off a filibuster. Marquette political science professor John McAdam says that's probably what they're doing right now behind closed doors. Agreement must be reached on the bill before the end of the year when it expires. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.